Okay. Over the recent years, the trend in our general community was to move more parts of the infrastructure for public transport into open source components. For example, we nowadays have free software routing, we have free software apps that end users can use, and we have deployments of these, so it's kind of become practical to use. So what could we do next? And I think we should move this open slash proprietary border a bit further by also going into creating all of the necessary software to run a minimum public transport service at some point. For example, community buses can actually make use of this. And that could include things like schedule creation, digital signage, and of course also real-time data processing, so we can track vehicles and derive delays from them. So this is also interesting beyond running community buses, because some operators don't do this themselves or don't publish it, so it's helpful if we can just do it for them. So my general plan was to just collect vehicle positions directly from the travelers, because most of these carry phones and the phones have GPS, and we can just get the position of the vehicle from there. Then we can interpret these positions and derive the delay from that. So, short note regarding GPS reception in vehicles, it's not always great, but it's generally kind of good enough to get a basic idea where the vehicle is. With all the modern improvements, AGPS, wireless network-based location, and also getting it from onboard portals of trains, it should be mostly good enough. So how should this look? First of all, the user must have already opted in. We can't just randomly send GPS positions of people's phones to some server without them knowing. As soon as a user has searched for a trip in their Trip Planner app, the app can remember that it was searched for, and as soon as the trip starts, ask the user whether they want to share their location while this trip is ongoing. And once that was agreed to, we can just regularly send the GPS position to some API. That API server should then just produce a regular GTFSRT vehicle position field. At this point, it should no longer be any different from a operator-supplied vehicle position feed. So once we have these positions, we need to derive the delay from them. And there is already some prior art on that, for example, transit clock. But while transit clock is known to have kind of good predictions, it is also very hard to set up, not actively maintained, uses lots of resources, and is relatively unreliable. So since my long-term plan is to integrate this into transitions, it will probably not work for planetary scale. So what I started was to do a very basic implementation of that that uses little resources and that has some chance to scale to that. So the algorithm is currently extremely easy and basic. As soon as we receive a new position of a vehicle, we just remember that in memory for now, and once the vehicle is close to a stop that we know the time when it should stop there, we can tell whether the vehicle is on time or not. If the vehicle is not on time because it has not arrived at the stop at the right time from the timetable, we can calculate the difference between the timetable and the current time and know the delay. And if there is no delay, we can remember all the positions we had before, and then we also can extend the timetable with time and position pairs in between the stops, so that once the vehicle runs again, we have some earlier predictions or earlier measurements at least. In practice, that looks like this. We have some schedule, we have the actual real-time results, and the difference between them is then the result. Once we have these measurements from punctual trips, we can add these just like the stops in between, and then we can do the delay calculation a slight bit earlier. The result of that we can then expose in GTFSRT trip update feed, and that can be consumed by regular routing software that all of you are probably already using, like Motus or Open Trip Planner. The idea is then that some application, like Bimba before, can send a request like this with the GPS location of the device to an API that would look that looks like this in my implementation. And the two mentioned components then derive the delay from it, and we get a proper delay in motors displayed for some train, for example, that does not have official delay information. And the next step is to just get this deployed in production and implement it in a few apps so we can actually use it. And then we can, of course, improve the very basic algorithm. But for now, this should work.